produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Grace, peace, joy, faith, love, Dr. V.
Well, welcome to the year of our Lord 2022. I am Dr. V, your leader to leader Sage Cup conversationalist. And this is, and you're listening to now, live or archive, Love Your Making. Listen, in 2022, we want you to change your outlook on life, love, and leadership. So all of our teachings this year will be in that vein, in the spirit of Hebrews 11 and 40 verse A, for God has provided us something better. And I don't know about you, but I want something better as a leader than I had in 2021. I want better decision making. I want better circumstances and situations that I get victory over. I want a better home life, a better love life. I want a better family life. I want a better ministry life. Yeah. It's okay to want. It's okay to want, because guess what? We have a God who thinks about us, and his thoughts toward us are peace and not evil, to give us a hope, hallelujah, and to give us a future, according to Jeremiah 29 and 11. So this conversation and the conversations to proceed in 2021 are going to be about something better. And to get something better, receive something better, enjoy and experience something better, we have to have a new outlook. I call it faith set. I want to change my faith set as regarding to life, love, and leadership. And we're going to go to the Word and dig it out. I want you to go with me. So always have your Bible handy. Let's pray so we can get in the Word and enjoy it and receive from it and listen. We're going to love our making, right? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We praise you. We glorify you, Father. We magnify your name this day. We thank you, Father, for being so good to us and so merciful. We thank you for this new beginning in 2022. We thank you for all that you did for us in 2021. Even though we were so happy to leave that year, we're also so happy to embrace what you have in store for us in 2022. We believe your word, which says that you goes before us and you make the crooked places straight. You perfect those things that we are concerned about. You're full of mercy, and you will not, God, forsake the work of your hands in our lives. We are leaders leaning and depending on you. We choose to lead with love, but we know we can do none of these things unless we source ourselves out of you, your love. Unless we have the mind of Christ, unless we love what you love and hate what you hate, unless we find ourselves, Lord God, in your word often. As Joshua 1:8 says, this book of the law should not depart from our mouths, Father, at least we meditate on it when? Both day and night. And then we can make our way successful, and then we can have good success. Dear Father God, we just thank you for being ever God. We thank you for the leading and guiding of the Holy Spirit, who will be our teacher during this broadcast. Surely we look to the hills for which cometh our help, and our help cometh from the Lord, according to Psalms 121. Father, we love you, and we love you because you first loved us. Amen. Listen, if you just tune in, I am Dr. V, and guess what? Before I get into this teaching, I want to just update you on some amazing things that happened to me as I was leaving the year of our Lord 2021 and embracing the year of our Lord 2022. Guess what? I changed my name. How did I do that? I'm glad you asked. I married the right wonderful William Charles Russell on New Year's Eve, and now we are one. And so now my new name is Verlene Haley Russell, and I am just feeling heaven right here on earth in this new union. I ask that you pray for us as a couple, that God would get the glory out of our lives, and that we will be blessed and be a blessing. Okay, so I got that out of the way. Second thing I need to update you on, in marrying the right wonderful Russell, who lives in Macon, Mississippi, I relocated to what? Macon, Mississippi, yes. The Bible says a man findeth a wife. Well, he came to find me, and he brought me home. And so now I am home with the right wonderful William Charles Russell, and I am grateful. The third thing I need to update you on is that I have, according to the theme of our teaching this year, have a made-up mind that I'm going to have a new outlook on life, love, and leadership, that I am going to increase my faith set. Having a mindset is not just enough for me. I need a faith set. Right? And so with that in mind, go with me now to Hebrews chapter 11. That's where we're going to start this great teaching on. And we plan to exhaust it. And so I want Bibles open, minds open, hearts open, spirit open to receive this teaching. I'm going to read to you a little bit tonight so I can stay on course and preach and teach it to you. This, then, and make this conversation as sage as the Holy Spirit flows through me, and I don't want to get in the way. So I'm going to be reading a lot. So grab that Bible, no matter what your version is. I'll try to make sure that you are with me on that. And then, so I'll give you a second to do that. Okay, seconds over. Here we go. Want to start out by saying that outlook, I looked that up for our understanding, is the prospect for the future. It is an expectation, and it is a hope. You know, we don't deal with chance in the kingdom, but the dictionary talks about chances of success. We want to change that word chance, and we want to change that word to knowing that we will be successful according to how we live and move and have our being in God according to His Word. So our opportunities for success has a whole lot to do with our outlook, which is aligned with the outlook that the Lord would have us to have as we live and as we move and as we have our being in Him. It is your leadership vantage point to align yourself with God. It is the wise thing to do. It is the most wise thing to do. We have a vantage point in that if we are in agreement with God and His Word, then we get to see God move for us. You know, that scripture says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You know, God will perform this thing through us. You know, it is not our battle, but it is the Lord's. Yeah, when we have that kind of vantage point, when we have the vantage point of knowing that, lo, He is with us always, huh? And we have the vantage point like we find in Isaiah 41 and 10, which says, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. Let me say that again in case you didn't hear. Isaiah 41 and 10 says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. That's a wonderful vantage point to have, a faithful set to believe that, lo, God is with you, particularly as a leader, and certainly as we are living life down here on earth, which has all in it the ingredients of uncertainty, the ingredients of challenge. The Bible says that in this life we will have what? Trials and tribulation. As you as a leader, you're not exempt from that. And when we go to Hebrews 11th chapter, we'll find out every leader in here had trials and tribulations. They had great faith, but even in the great faith that they had, they also had great challenges. So without my paraphrasing it, let me begin to read and I'll commentate as I go. You with me? Hebrews the 11th chapter. First verse, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things, what? Not seen. Verse 2, I'm talking to leaders. For the elders, hey God, obtained a good report. I like to put my name in it. So Dr. V obtained a good report, right? Verse 3, through faith we understand, and we do, that the world was framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Here we go. We're going to talk about the leaders here. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. Look at that. And by it, he, being dead, yet speaketh. Verse 5, by faith Enoch, hey God, was translated that he should not see death and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony. Listen, leaders, that he pleased God. Want to put a pin right there. When we change our outlook on life, and love and leadership, our sole desire is to please God. The Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So what am I going to do this year for us? I'm going to challenge us to look at our faith set. I'm going to challenge us to see if we are found pleasing God in our lives, in its entirety, in as a whole, in our love relationships, and in our leadership style. Okay, so are you ready for the challenge? I'm certainly open to it. I'm embracing it. I'm embracing that challenge. Let's look at verse 6. But without faith, it is what? I just said this, impossible to please him. But he that cometh to God must believe that he is, hallelujah, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I want to put a pin right there. Leaders, Do you think that your reward is found in the offering plate? Not so much. Do you think your reward isn't found in somebody saying, oh, that was a good sermon, that was a good teaching, that was a good message. Oh, you sung that so well, you preached that so well, that kind of thing. Our reward, the real reward, comes from us diligently seeking God, and God rewards us with good things. I want to put a pen right here and say with better things, and you'll understand why in a minute. Verse 7, by faith, Noah, another leader, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear or reverence, prepared an ark in obedience to the saving of his household. That's how he was rewarded, by his obedience, for his obedience, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness, which is what? By faith. Verse 8, by faith, another leader, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. That's that word, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whether he went. Oh my goodness, can I put a pen there sometime and say, leader, in your making, sometimes God's going to call you out to a place that you don't even know where you're going, but you are going to trust God every step of the way. You're going to trust that the GPS, the God protected, God provided, God perceived, God prescribed, God purpose, direction. Amen. You can trust him in that. Glory to God. Oh, I could almost preach right there. Verse 9, by faith he shall join in a land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs for him of the same promise. Verse 10, for he looked, hey God, this is Abraham, for he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Can I tell you this? That a lot of times we're looking for things that we build. We're looking for things that somebody else has built. But we need to look for the builder and the making of God in our lives. By God in our lives. Like, God built this house. Jack didn't build his house. Dr. V didn't build his house. But what? God built his house. That's another sermon. Verse 11. Through faith also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Oh my God. Was that a faith set or what? God had Sarah become so impossibly pregnant at an old age, but she judged God faithful who had promised to her that she would have that child. Verse 12, therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore, innumerable. In other words, we became Abraham's seed. All of that multitude, all of that number, we, the Gentiles, became. Verse 13, these are all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them, listen to this, but having seen them afar off. And were what? Number one, they saw it afar off. Number two, they were persuaded. Number three, they embraced what they saw. And number four, they confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. In other words, they didn't tie the promise to an earthly promise. They tied it into a heavenly promise. That's Dr. B's commentary on that. Verse 14, for they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from which they had came out, they might have opportunity to have returned. Look. Sometimes stuff can get so bleak. We could be walking in such valleys of darkness and despair. The trials and tribulations can become so deep in the new territory in which God has taken us that we want to look back and then go back if we're mindful of that. But the scriptures say, listen, they were not mindful of going back. If they were mindful of what they where they came from, they would have gone back. But they set their affections on God and on the promise of God, and they took every step of the way in faith. That's Dr. V's commentary. Come on with it now. Hey, God. Verse 16. But now they desire, listen to this word, watch this word, hold on to this word, circle this word. Let this word marinate in your heart. They desire a better country. That is a heavenly. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. Listen. I want that to be my testimony. For he have prepared for them a city. God did it. God's done it for us. Verse 17. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. Come on, sounds familiar, right? Verse 18, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Verse 19, accounting, listen to this. That's another word I want you to circle. I want you to meditate on. Accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which also he received him in a figure. Listen, one part of my faith set moving in 2022 is to account God being able to raise any dead situation up in my life. Listen, I want to get real personal and transparent here. I want God to raise up my dead pocketbook, bank account, what have you. God is able to raise it up. Whatever is dead around me, he can bring it to life again. In my body, this cancer, pre-cancerous situation they say I have, I'm going to render health being raised up, wholeness being raised up, healing raised up in my body. There'll be no dying here in my Gregory Porter's voice. There'll be no love dying here, and there'll be no Dr. V will live and declare the glory of the Lord. Dr. We will live and not die and declare the glory of the Lord. I'm just saying, right? Listen, I'm going to hasten through this because we only have a few more minutes, but I want you to stay with me, okay? Verse 20. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. Listen, talking about the future. By faith, Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both his sons, Joseph, in worship, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, another leader, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. Verse 23, by faith Moses, when he was born and was hid 3 months of his parents, listen, because they saw he was a proper child, they were not afraid of the king's commandments. Come on, somebody. Verse 24, by faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Verse 26, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Listen, verse 26 is so awesomely heavy. I'm going to put a pin right there for us for this time. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. Sometimes we can look at the wealth that we have in our bank accounts, the wealth we have in certain relationships that we have, the wealth we have in our house and material things like that, and we esteem that more so than us disappointing God or trusting God or obeying God. We put our trust in horses and men where God wants us to put our what? Total trust in him. I'm going to have to come back because we're just at verse 26, and guess what? We got to get to 40. But I'm going to give you a brief a brief synopsis of what's to come, because I'm going to come back and next broadcast and I'm going to go into more depth with it. But the writer continues to talk about by faith, by faith, by faith, by faith, all the way down to verse 32. And then it talked about in verse 35, women received their dead raised to life again, and others, listen, this is what happened, were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might attain a better, what? Resurrection. Remember a few scriptures ago, I told you to circle that, underline that word better. Listen, dropping down to verse 40, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Listen, 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 listen. My embrace this year in 2020 is better. God provides something better. God's provision for me of something better. I want a better life. I want a better love. I want a better leadership style. And so I have to look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. You have to look the same place I'm looking, right? Listen, when we come back in part two, and I'll take that up, and you know, in your 2 weeks or less, you'll hear part two again. Put a pen there. Continue to study and meditate it on yourself, on it yourself. I want to let you know that I desire, and it is my prayer, that you as a leader have a better outlook on life, on love, and on leadership. In 2022, we know 2021 was hard for you. Life was hard. With all the trials and tribulations, life was hard. As a leader, life was hard. You lost some loved ones just like your parishioners, or just like those in your ministries, or just like those that work for you. You, as a leader, as a teacher, as a counselor, you lost some patients. You lost some clients. You lost some loved ones. Things began to look darker and darker and dimmer all around you. But you had to what? Keep the faith. For without faith, it's impossible to please God. How many of you, like I do, want to have a greater faith set in 2022? For me to believe God for better in life and love and in leadership, I've got to desire better, which means I want a better relationship with the Father, better relationship with Jesus, better relationship with the Holy Spirit. Let's go. Let's embrace it and let's love our making. This has been Dr. V, and you know without a doubt how much I love you, and I want you to stay tuned for this teaching on the next broadcast and throughout 2022. And again, if I haven't said it already, if I didn't say it at the top of the broadcast, Happy New Year, blessed New Year. It's going to be a better year for you as a leader. Why? Not because I said so, but because God is faithful who what? Promise. This has been Love Your Making, Leader to Leader, Sage Cup Conversations with Dr. V.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Vanita DeReese with Create Your Own You. And as I always say, become the person who you want to be and not what others want us to be. Because there are so many times we always take the direction of what others want, where others want us to be at, and that's not something that we want to fulfill personally. So always choose to do what you want and be the leader and not the follower. So I am so happy to be back on with you guys tonight, this evening, the morning, depending on what side of the world you are on, because we are worldwide. I hope everything is going extremely, extremely well, given what's going on with the world and all the different crises we have. But just believe, if you woke up on this side of the grass, you are doing very well, no matter what is going on throughout the day. Always, always think of something positive in the day that's going to make you happy. Today, I do have a special guest on the line. Her name is Lisa Stringer Bailey. She is the owner of Triple M Money Management Matters. Over the past few days, she has been doing Facebook Lives called Money Matters, so she knows where to put your money at, what to do with your money, and how not to throw your money away. She's also an author of You Have No Idea the Hell I've Been Through. That was a collaboration book she did with a couple of other females, and it was it's a really, really nice book. So if you haven't got that book, at the end, she'll probably tell you how you can get it. I have a friend that's also in that particular book, too. Lisa, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Hello.
Hi. How's it going?
Oh, going well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad you can get on the show tonight. I know it was short notice, but, you know, when it's time to do business, it's time to do business, you know?
Absolutely.
You know, so, we kind of block out time when, it's, you know, things of importance come up. So now with the money matter, What is the objective you trying to get people to understand when it comes to their money?
Okay, well, Money Management Matters, my company, was formed out of a passion and a purpose from me and from God that says our people need to do better with their money and use it in a more fulfilling direction, and living, a lot of people that's living paycheck to paycheck or feeling stressed or full of anxiety or full of worry is not how God wants us to live here on earth. So, and it starts with our resources. We got to remember that what we have really have come from God. And money is part of our resources, so money is what we're using, not necessarily in a bad way, but not in the correct way. And it's leaving us, you know, less than. It's leaving us worried at night. It's leaving us working paycheck to paycheck, as they say. And we're not saving money as we should. For example, this whole pandemic that came upon us, nobody knew about it. It has, you know, caught us off guard, and a lot of people that has lost their jobs, guess what? They had no money set aside to fall back on in a savings account or anything to hold them up. So a lot of people are losing their home, you know. They don't have food to eat. They can't pay their utilities. It's just a sad situation, and Money Matters is came about just to get people thinking differently about their money and get them thinking more on the side of saving instead of spending.
Right, and I totally, totally agree with you as far as this pandemic. You know, that's just something that came up. And that's the thing I used to always tell people, that you should have some type of resources put away for any type of an emergency account. I always tell people to start off with $1,000 and then build from there. So is that something you would agree to?
Yes, absolutely. Especially right now, you want to start out small. And if it don't even have to be $1,000. If you can get $500 placed somewhere out of your sight, out of your mind, something that you know you will have, that's a good start. But just keep putting it in there. Keep putting it in there. It don't matter how small the amount. You can put a dollar in there. Whatever specific amount you have left over after you paying your bills and expenses, that needs to go into a savings account instead of going, you know, somewhere that we really don't need, you know, one of those expenses that we just a luxury, you know, like a coffee or a Starbucks or going out to eat and things like that. Instead, put it into that savings account until you have $1,000 saved. And then after that, you want to think more, like I need to have at least 3 months worth of income saved in a savings account. That's your ultimate goal, 3 to 6 months. But, of course, start small. Start at $1,000. That's a great starting point.
Okay, that's great, great. You know, I always say pay yourself first. What do you think about that? Because I know when I get paid, I take my cut off the top and then I pay my bills because I want to make sure that I am actually taking money out for myself before I start to spend anything to put into a savings account, investment account, IRA, things of those natures, just to make sure that I'm and when I say that is, you know, when you get paid, have an automatic deduction coming out your check where you don't even notice it. It's going to like a whole separate bank account. Do you think people should also have something like that set up?
Absolutely. That is a perfect idea. I do that myself. Once you already have it automated coming out of your paycheck every pay period, you don't even think about it. So it's gone. It's somewhere in a different account that you can't even get to, don't even have a debit card for it, okay? That's a good idea to pay yourself first, and you can use that account as your emergency savings account if you want to, or you can use it as, you know, a future goal that you have, a down payment on a home or your children's college education, whatever. But as long as it's out of your sight, perfect.
Yeah, I totally agree. Well, the bank that I have my money comes to is quite funny because it's not even near me.
Right.
So in order for me to even go get some money, I have to drive out to the bank and get it. So, you know, it's outside my city. So it's one of those things, like, I did a double whammy. Like, it's coming out my check and the bank is not near me.
That's exactly right, because it's going to also give you a chance to think twice before you say, oh, well, I got this little money to the side. I might can use that for this little expense I'm thinking about doing. You're going to think twice about it because you got to go some extra steps or some extra miles to get to that money.
Right, exactly. So you said you started this out of a passion. Is it something personally that you dealt with, or you just seen on the masses that people needed to learn about their money management and, you know, how to handle it?
Right. It's a little bit of both. First of all, I did have something personal happen in my life. Over my lifetime, I have had several financial issues myself that I had to learn from and grow from. But the particular thing that happened that got me to start my business is my sister passed away at a very young age, unexpectedly, and her money matters was not in order when she passed away. Particularly, she did not have life insurance policy. So that left the family under a lot of stress and strain and trying to figure out what to do with all her possessions. And she had a home, and the home wasn't covered. So we lost the home, and her children had nothing to fall back on. So when I saw that happen, I was like, this cannot happen to another family because it's very devastating for the family. And it just made me realize that it's a lot of families out there that is not properly covered in life insurance. For one thing, because that is my specialty. I'm a licensed life insurance agent. But then a lot of people will tell me they can't afford a life insurance policy because their money is all over the place. They don't know where their money goes. They feel like they can't afford it. So as a money manager, I show people where they can afford it. Once I take a look at what they're spending their money on, I'd be like, well, you can deduct this and deduct this and deduct this, and you will have money for a sufficient life insurance policy to cover your family.
Right, exactly. And that's the thing. There's so many people that, you know, that's not covered. And like you said, they feel like they can't afford it. But when I notice when somebody said they can't afford it to me, and I see a pair of brand new sneakers on your feet that you possibly paid $150 for, I say, well, how can you afford them sneakers on your feet? You know, you have to, you know, sometimes what people don't put value on themselves, they put value on other things. Just like I was explaining to somebody the other day, as far as like, you know, I do credit repair. So I was explaining to them, you know, I have a credit monitoring system, and, you know, I pay $30 a month for it. And they said, just for somebody to monitor your credit? I said, no, just for me to have a sense of mind knowing that if something goes wrong with my credit, they're going to send me an alert immediately. I said, anything fraudulent happens, I hire their lawyer. I said, so it's like, do you got cable? They was like, yeah. So cable is more important than something that's attached to your Social Security number. You know, and when you say it like that, they'd be like, oh, okay. It's like a light bulb that go off. And I think so many of us, we don't put the value on us personally, but the things, you know, that I can grab, that I call it the glitter and gold effect. You know, I got to have this. I got to have the latest this. I got to have the newest this. I got to have this. Got to have that. And then, you know, once you sit there and think about it, you spent so much money when you could have spent that on some type of a life insurance policy or some type of an investment account, you know, something that is going to be beneficial to you.
Absolutely.
So, I love what you're doing because so many people just don't understand it until you really break it down and say, hey, over here in this, I mean, in your budget, you said you get coffee twice a day. You know, you're paying $10 a day for coffee. That's like a $400 budget a month.
Right. Exactly.
You know? So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's this book. I don't know if you actually ever read it. It is called, I did one of my radio shows on it. It is called The Latte Factor by David Botch. And it talks about a young girl, I think she's like in her middle 20s, on how she can't afford nothing, but she buys Starbucks every day. Yeah, it's a really, really good book. And it's funny because I was sitting up there reading, and I'm like, oh, yep, I know people like that, yep. So once she, at the lunch, you know, she totaled up her Starbucks, I believe. I think it was a Starbucks. She totaled it up for like a year and a half, and she spends, I mean, when I say thousands and thousands of dollars, and that's where her money was at, so she stopped.
I believe it. I believe it. Yeah. That's the predicament that a lot of us are in, and we just don't realize it. And it's like what you said, we don't value our own life, but we will value a material thing that don't have any value at all after you purchase it. Like those shoes you mentioned, no value after you purchase it, okay? So I think, too, and I try to tell my customers and clients that it's a mindset shift, okay? We've been thinking all our lives that we need a material thing to give value to ourselves or to appear a certain way. But when in reality we need to be thinking, we need to value ourselves, okay? And that's what we really need is an inside value, a value of our human life, not a materialistic thing that's going to, you know, go away at any time.
Yeah.
So
and
I think
funny.
It's a mindset. It's a mindset shift for sure.
It's definitely a mind shift. The thing about that is I'm so grateful for my mom, the way she raised us, because she raised us not to be materialistic. And, you know, you don't have to have the latest this, and you don't have to have the new this and the new that. I mean, growing up, we had, you know, she brought clothes for just enough. okay, throw it in the washing machine at the end of the week, wear it again next week. You know, it wasn't buying 30 pairs of pants and 20 shirts and things of that nature because she wanted us to grow up knowing, okay, materialistic items are not important. You know, other things as you grow up will be important. You'll learn that as you go. So, you know, I try to teach that to my nieces and nephews now, which, you know, a lot of them, you know, my nieces and nephews, they pretty much know, don't come in here talking about the latest this and the latest that, because I don't want to hear it. And, you know, so they pretty much know. But, yeah, the way my mind, if we wanted something for, you know, we seen it at the store and we wanted it, it wasn't like the gimme syndrome that they have today. You know, the kids go to the store, the parents just buy it. Back then, you know, we wanted it. We may not have got it for 3 to 6 months later, but we got it.
Absolutely. And that's unfortunately, that's the world we're living in right now. We live in a materialistic world that's promoted all over the airways, now on our cell phones, and every kid got a cell phone, so they want what every other kid has. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. So what was your – when did you, like, put this in place, this whole triple money management? How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this about 3 years. Since my sister passed away in 2016, and I was so distraught. Like I said, our family went through a lot dealing with that. And I did a lot of prayer, a lot of asking God, what should I do? And he laid this on my heart. Now, I have been in the financial industry all my life. I've been in banking. I was a bank teller and worked my way up to the branch manager. And then after 17 years in banking, I decided I wanted to go back to school, got my master's in accounting and finance because I wanted to do more accounting work. So when I first started my business, I thought it would be a bookkeeping business because I did a little bookkeeping on the side here and there, but I didn't see that grow, and I wasn't really getting the passion out of that. So I went back to prayer and asked, Lord, you gave me this name, Triple M Money Management Matters, but I'm not feeling the passion for it. And that's when he gave me life insurance. He said, no, I gave it to you for life insurance because I need you to make sure everybody is covered and not leaving their family in distress. And that's in the Bible. I don't know the verse right now, but it is in the Bible about leaving inheritance for your children's children or leaving your widow taken care of. It's in the Bible. That's what we're supposed to do while we're here on earth. So he gave me life insurance, went through the whole training of the life insurance and got my license, and now this business has really been flourishing, especially since the pandemic of 2020. So, you know, it's just a whole awakening now that it's more prevalent now, the reason why we need this.
Right, exactly. It's funny because I'm studying for my life insurance now. I should be done with it by now, but with not being able to go to pre-licensing, without being able to go to pre-licensing class, you know, in person, taking it over taking it online is just taking me a little bit more time to do.
Yeah, and it ain't no joke. I mean, it's serious money studies about the way money works and, you know, the policies and the procedures and the laws and the regulations. It's no joke, but it's a serious situation that a lot of people need to be, you know, have this product in their families and in their money plans and in their budgets. Seriously.
Right. Exactly. So if somebody wanted to start a budget, what would you tell them to start with?
I like to tell people just to make some time. Right now, everybody is so busy. Everybody is working many hours a day, 7 days a week. But I tell people, you have got to put some value on your time. You have had to take some time to spend with your money, okay? It's almost like a date. I did a Facebook Live on that. Have you made a date with your money? Because if you're not sitting down with a pencil and a pad or a Excel spreadsheet or even an online app for our younger folks who don't want to do nothing but technology, get on that. You know, You're going to input your numbers, how much money you got coming in. You want to, and I would start with your gross amount of money that you got coming in. Put that in first, not your net, because you really need to see exactly how much money you're starting with, how much money is going out for health insurance, how much money going out for taxes, how much going out for retirement, 401k, if you have that. Every single item that you got coming out of your pay needs to be on this budget. And I'm talking about from that, from those top things all the way down to that latte or that Starbucks coffee that you're purchasing. Every single dime needs a place. And it's up to you in your budget, in your time with your money, to tell that money where to go, okay? Because let me tell you, if you don't sit down with your money and tell it where to go, your money is going all over town, and you don't know where it's at. So I don't know how many times I have heard people say, I don't know where all my money went. What?
Mm-hmm. Right,
well, have
right.
you got a budget? Are you spending any time with your money?
Right, so that's, and you hear it, and you hear it so much, so much. Yeah, I did a show about that, too. It was called Assigning Your Money.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You have got to do it. A lot of people don't do that. It's an old, right now, if you remember me coming from the banking industry, I remember the ledgers. We used to give out ledgers all the time
right.
to customers that kept track of their money. And the people that we did give it to, which is an older generation, they had money in the bank. Let me just tell you, these are people with money. Now, people without money, you tell them, give them a ledger, they ask, what's this for? They're mm-hmm. like, what is this? And toss it in the trash. Because they don't know nothing about writing down the money they got coming in and writing down the money that they got going out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we're in a predicament we are today. We're living paycheck to paycheck, and we're not taking affording ourselves a simple, necessary life insurance policy to cover our life and our family's life. So,
right. And it's funny because I'm still old school. As not when my bills come in the mailbox, I stack them in the pile, and then a week or two before I have to pay them, I've got a notebook. I write everything down. I open the envelopes up. Electric bill, $75. Gas bill, $85.
Mm-hmm.
And I write it all down. But that's something my mom taught me, though. I mean, with new technology, I could just, zip it through the bank and just look at the calculations. That's cool. But actually, when you actually, like you said, sit down and write it out, it gives you a different perspective of your money.
Absolutely.
Because you're looking at it now. You're writing it and you're looking at it. So that also helps with what you were saying earlier in regards to the money mind shift,
Because you can see it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What your eyes see is different from what your mind sees.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't just have it in your head. So you just have it in your head that it ain't working. It's not going to pan out. So once you lay your eyeballs on it, that when it pans out, and like you said, gives a different, whole different perspective.
Yep, it totally doing it. And like I said, if more and more people did sit down and just write their bills out, they would be in a better position than what they are now. Because like you said, old school people, you give them a checkbook, they like, oh, I got this much. Oh, I can't spend nothing else till next week or 2 weeks because I got this much money. But with everybody just here, you go to debit card. They're not looking at a balance. They're not looking at nothing. They just know they get paid again next Friday. That's what they know.
Yeah, That's it. And that's why we in the predicament we in. So that's one of my missions is to change people's mind about how they think about their money.
Yeah, I'm right with you. I'm so with you because I've been since this whole thing of sitting in the house and COVID. I was getting into the financial industry about like 3 years ago, but then I was working. Then when this happened, I ended up like, okay, let me do the credit and financial stuff now, and why I got the time to do it. So
I'm right with you
with all of that, and I think we need more people. We need some more soldiers to help us do this,
Absolutely.
we can't – there's not enough of us out here spreading the word on how to manage your money and how to maintain – I always say you make money, you man, you manage money, and you multiply it. Those are my three M's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's not make money and throw it away. You
have to
make the money, and then you have to manage it.
You got to manage
it. You have to manage it. But you also want to figure out ways to multiply it. And that's where you come in with the investments in life insurance, you know, things like that. So you have to have those three M's in consideration when, you know, thinking about your money.
Absolutely.
So I am proud of you. I'm so glad there's somebody else out there helping with this financial crisis we got going on and getting people to understand to not just buy everything, you know. It's funny because people see me and they're like, "You still got that car?" I've been driving the same car since 2011, and it's a 2009 car.
That's all right, honey. All right.
But I don't have a car, no.
Okay. And to tell the truth, some of the richest people in this world is driving older cars.
Yes, they are. Yes.
I mean, I can't name them, but, hey, Google it. There's some people out there, and you wouldn't even know they millionaires.
Listen, a lot of them have just plain Fords in their driveway.
That's it.
You'll be surprised, like, what? Really?
Yeah, it's a book out there called The Millionaire Next Door. That's it right there. You don't even know they a millionaire.
Listen, I got that on my wall.
They know how to manage their money.
Listen, I got it on my wall. Like, I want to be the millionaire next door. You won't even know, but I am.
That's it. That's where we need to be.
Right. Well, I do want to thank you for your time. Tell everybody how they can contact you, what's your social media handles, or, you know, have books out. You know, let them know how to get a hold of you.
Okay. Well, I am on Facebook as Lisa Stringer Bailey. It's my personal page. You can always friend me or DM me there. Facebook as well. My business name is Triple M Money Management Matters. Then I have my IG Instagram page is Manage Money Matters. Is on IG, Manage Money Matters, because my other name was taken. Then you can always schedule a free consultation with me. I do not charge to speak to someone for an hour consultation. We can talk about your financial situation. You can ask me questions. I can see how I can help you, and I can set you up with a financial needs analysis where we can see where we can find some money for a life insurance policy if you do not have one. My schedule link is www.bit.ly.com/moneymoment. That's my scheduler. You can schedule a consultation with me there, private message, DM me, and I will get back with you within 24 hours.
Okay, so you guys have all her information. Please reach out to her, especially if you have money questions, what to do with your money, where to put your money. She will set you straight. I am going to sign off until next time. This is Vanita DeReese with Lisa Stringer Bailey, and I will see you guys in another week and a half. Peace and blessings to everyone. Good morning, good night, and joy.
Thank you.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.